Hey, Ronald.
Yes.
Hi. Okay, what did she say when we were on the phone? What did she tell you?
I have an appointment at 1 o'clock with the doctor Monday between...
Today?
Monday.
Okay.
At between 2 and 4 with the doctor. He'll be calling me.
All right.
Monday.
It's going to be the 16th?
Yeah, Monday.
Now, here's the thing, Ronald. Let me give you clarity on what's happening, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you're a veteran. Do you work with the VA hospital?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So you don't have a social worker or anything down at the VA?
None.
Okay. So here's the thing. Because you are a veteran, you can call into, basically, we can get in touch with the VA. And what they actually do is they can give you an assessment. It's the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. They can give you an assessment. Once the assessment's completed, you can probably get approved for the services. It's a little bit of a faster process for you, but you can only be approved for 20 hours a week.
Right.
So would you like to go through this faster process or just continue the way we're doing it? It is going to be a little bit more complicated our way, but you may possibly get more hours.
Okay, that would be perfect, and because we need more hours, because I need 24/7 around the clock, because I had my neck broke, my back been broke twice.
So what we can do is we can probably get you both services.
Okay, because I need it all because I'm disabled, and I'm paralyzed on my right side.
Okay, so here's what I have to do. We have to get an assessment scheduled with you on top of another assessment.
Yes.
So it's a lot of assessments today. You have one on the 17th. Let me just put this down. All right. Patient, you're scheduled next week on the 17th as well with the broker.
Yes, between 2 and 4.
Okay, I just don't want you to lose track of all the assessments. And then you have another assessment on the 16th with the doctor.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Let me just see one thing. Okay, so, again, let me just give you. So the Veterans Affairs, the people who are going to give you the assessment, we can call into him, okay? And what you have to do is say that you're a veteran and you're working with Family First Care LLC,
mm-hmm.
and you'd like to get an assessment because you want home care services.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay, so should we call in together and do that now?
Yes, that'll be fine.
All righty, hold tight.
Please hang up and dial 911. If you're considering suicide, press 7 out of the Veterans Crisis Line, or hang up and dial 988 and press off. Calls are answered and may be recorded for all of you. Know your part. You may enter at any time. For pharmacy, press 1. Scheduling, press 2. Developmental and health is free. For eligibility and enrollment, press 4. For community care or viability, press 5. For information on the PACT Act or Mission Act, press 6. For other questions, press 0 for operator assistance. For pharmacy, press 1. For scheduling, press 2. If you are in medical or mental health service,
hello, you have reached the Community Nursing Home Program and the Office of Community Care at the Corporal Michael J. Crescent VA Medical Center. We are unable to take your call at the moment, but leave a brief, clear message, and a team member will get back to you at the earliest opportunity. If you're having thoughts of suicide, please contact the VA suicide hotline at 1-800.
Okay, let me try again. Ronald, we're going to figure this out. I'm going to try again later, okay?
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, Pierre, you might remember.